Well, good morning. Welcome to Radio Fishing. This is Fishing Frank, and it's Tuesday, 12/31/13. Yes, indeedy, New Year's Eve. The ending of 2013, the beginning of a new life. Tomorrow everything changes. And just to prove my point, we have Captain Josh Greer.
Morning, Frank.
Good morning, Josh. So how's life been on the water? I envy you that. I haven't seen the water in a while.
A little breezy.
A little breezy, huh?
A little cool.
A little cool.
And fishing is kind of tough.
Leaves
a little bit to be desired.
Yeah, the SS sort of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a little tough right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's still fish out there.
Now,
but it's tough.
Everybody I've talked to in the last few days, it's kind of feast or famine. If they find some fish, they can do pretty good. But
yeah, it's finding the fish.
The depression sets in. Yes, I'm not happy.
Yeah, it's I think it's the weather. This up and down all the time. You know, we don't have any constant. So the fish are moving around a lot. Makes you work a little harder for them.
Yeah. Now, Kale, Brian, pretty much everybody I've talked to, Danny, and a whole bunch.
Yeah.
All saying the same thing. You really got to work for it. This is a time of year when the charter boat captain is really earning his money.
It's yeah, not, we are.
you don't get to just drive out there. Okay, guys, throw over there. Catch fish. That's not the case. Now, have you heard anything about any snook anywhere?
Not really. I caught one by total accident down in Pine Island Sound on a little oyster bar island the other day, but have no idea what he was doing there.
Well, you know, you get that one snook. The family don't like him much.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
He's a little odd, so they just send him out to the oyster bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I know where that snook is. I've been that snook, what can I say? Okay. Where have you been running your trips?
Mostly down last week. I've been spending a lot of time down towards Sanibel.
How is Sanibel? I mean, there's usually a bunch of trout up on that
yeah,
flat.
Yeah, there's a lot of trout, but there are a lot of little trout.
A lot of little trout.
I think it's funny. I think we went 100-1 or something the other day. It was stupid. You got to catch 100 trout to catch one keeper. It was kind of a pain.
So, now, see, folks, this is what I'm up against all the time. They come in and say, oh, the fishing's just terrible. But, you know, I had to catch 100 fish to get one keeper. Boy, oh, how depressing is that? I went out, I had to catch 100 fish before I could find one I wanted. Yeah, come on, give me a break here. I don't know what you're talking about, but if you could catch 100 fish to get a keeper, you got what, 4 or 5 keepers?
Yeah, we ended up with 3 or 4 that day. Yeah.
3 or 4 keepers. So that's 300 or 400 fish. I'm sorry, poor Captain Josh. He's only catching 300 or 400 fish. Oh, goodness.
I guess
when you're this big, you know, when you're that tall.
You have big expectations.
Yes.
You know?
that's what the problem is. Now, what's the secret weapon that has been catching these sorry fish? There's no fish biting. What caught the first 100 fish that wouldn't bite?
A live shrimp on a popping cork.
Well, that's not all bad.
Yeah, I mean, we had you got to cover a lot of ground, so a lot of drifting. You know, and you find little pockets of fish here and there, 6 or 8, 6 or 8. You know, it's can get aggravating after a while, though.
We're gonna have to change your picture. You know, I'm sitting here looking at Josh, and literally one of the nicest guys you're ever gonna meet, but. Josh is about 7'9" or something like this. I mean, literally, he walks through the door and the door goes, oh, God, you know, don't hit me. But, you know, the new look with the beard.
Yeah.
We've got to get your picture updated. You know, we've still got your old clean cut look. We don't have the, I don't know exactly how to describe this new look.
Yeah, I don't know either.
No, I used to do that. I used to grow a beard for winter and then shave it off in the summer. And now I just too lazy. It's just there.
Yeah, it's kind of where I'm at with it now.
Well, here we are. This is a fishing show. Let's not talk beards. Not accurate. Okay. I don't know. You know, I try to stay on point, but I look across and see something, you know, and it's just like, I got to change your picture, you know. So, anyway, we're up here popping cork in a shrimp. You're doing long drifts.
Yep.
Starting one side of a flat, trying to drift as far to the other side as you can.
Yeah, and trying to cover a lot of different water depths in doing that, too. You know, start shallow and end up in 5 or 6 feet of water. And,
Now, that's a pretty good clue. Now, if I was up here, in order to do that, Father's Flats, Frank's Flats, out in front of Hog Island might be a good spot.
Right.
Starting up close to the island.
Yep.
Drifting out away from the island out into the Myakka.
Yeah.
That would be a, if you're fishing up here in Port Charlotte, that would probably be the closest place you could get to something like that. Or off the flat in front of Colony Point.
Yeah.
Now, that Colony Point flat, nobody fishes it. That's the place you drive by to go fishing.
But there's fish on it.
There's fish on it. There's redfish and there's trout.
Yep.
But anyway, if you were going to throw an artificial, and they hitting anything artificial?
I threw some sabiels the other day and did pretty good on it. The smaller sabiel, stick shad, the little floating one.
White, silver, and black?
I was using a silver liner.
Gotcha.
I like that color.
So, did it produce anything bigger, or was it still the
dense? Usually it does. Usually, and that's why I started throwing it, because usually if you're catching a lot of little fish on shrimp, you throw a plug out there, something artificial, you usually get the bigger fish, if there's some out there. But it didn't help. It was still a lot of dense. <help. Yeah. laughs>
You know, but...
And then the problem is you got a 6-inch long trout with treble hooks from head to tail, so that's real fun.
When I used to use the MiraLure TT18,
right,
and slow sinker, so it would just get down a little bit and work it along the bottom.
Yep.
But sometimes there's just no help, and right now that's kind of in the spot we're at. There's a lot of small trout here, a lot of fish, just a lot of activity fish, big schools of ladyfish just south of the reef. If you go about halfway between the reef and the sandbar, and just south of there, there's a ton of activity fish. If you got kids, it's a great time to be fishing.
Yeah, I mean, we keep, like I said, we're catching a lot of fish. It's just a lot of little fish, you know.
Right. But it's a great time for kids. If you,
oh, absolutely.
The dream time of year for somebody, for me, when someone would come down with a you know, 2-3 kids, and I could just go out and find those schools of ladyfish and trout, even though they're smaller, and pop and cork the heck out of
which is what I've had all week, was families with kids. So they had a great time. We actually mixed in a couple bonnet head sharks in there, you know, for a big fish, and loved it.
I got to tell you, you know, I know you guys all want to be catching these big redfish and all these big snook and all this stuff. But
yeah, we're a little spoiled.
My dream days were to family get on the boat, and we'd have mom, dad, 3 kids, and I'd get in a school of trout, and they would just have a ball. The only thing I never do is I don't mind letting somebody take a redfish or a snook off a hook. I will not allow anybody to touch a trout.
Yeah, no one touches a trout.
Because
I actually don't even touch a trout. I use my D-hooking tool on all of them. Unless I think he's going to be a keeper.
It's a picture fish. Right. But, yeah, trout's the most dangerous fish to take off the hook out of any fish I've ever seen, because they're so slippery. Exactly. You grab them, and nothing about the fish gets you, but when you're grabbing them, and all of a sudden he starts to slip, and you kind of relax and re-grip, and you put the darn hook goes right in your thumb.
Yep.
Then you get it in your index finger and your thumb.
Yep.
But the only time I've ever had hooks in people's hands have always been, I say, don't grab the trout. I got it. I said, let me get it. No, I got it. Ow! Like, dang.
Yeah, and touching the trout is actually bad for the trout. You know, you take their slime coat off.
As long as your hands are wet,
right.
No problem. Dry hands kill trout.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, if you think you're catch-and-releasing trout, and you've got a dry rag, and you go, oh, I'm a good person, I've let him go. 5 days later, he's got
dead.
Big sores, fisteria, he's dead. Trout is a really, really hardy catch-and-release fish. Nobody here believes it, but read the studies. The studies all show trout is amazingly good catch-and-release fish. probably even better than snook.
You just can't touch them.
As soon as you take that slime off, they're dead.
Yep.
Everyone where they've used wet hands, wet rags, wet anything, soaking wet,
yep,
release the fish, they go into the pen, they swim around there for a week or two before they release them. If anything dry touches a trout, and within 3 to 5 days, he's dead.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's the happy thought for today. We're kicked out here going, oh, God, I'm burning out. I've got part of one cup of coffee in me. Boy, I got a late start today. I just couldn't get it. I haven't been able to sleep lately. I don't know what's going on.
It's New Year's Eve. You're allowed to do that.
No. I mean, just the last week or so, I mean, my daughter was down with the grandkids, and we had a great time, and terrific kids. I don't know, I'm sleeping 3 hours, waking up, sleeping 3 hours, waking up. It's like being 23 with kids in the house. I just can't start sleeping again. All right. Anyway, all these things. But so anyway, the fishing is not exactly horrible. It's just not exactly what we would want.
Yeah, exactly. It leaves a little bit to be desired, but it's not.
You know, can you imagine
it's not snowing?
If we were in Iowa and you could go out and catch 100 fish.
Oh, people would kill each other to do that.
But right here, because we're so spoiled.
Yeah,
I want big fish.
Yeah, we're spoiled rotten.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. So, anyway, let's get down to the basics of it. If you were going to go out today, where would your best shot at catching a big redfish be?
Ooh, a big redfish?
A keeper red.
I would have just gotten, literally just beat the bushes. Cover a lot of cover.
Hog Island, West Side, East Side, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay.
Any of those, really. I mean, and that's the problem right now. There's really no rhyme or reason. So that's why you just need to go out and just beat the bushes. You know, pick your favorite spot that you know, your favorite area, and just go fish it. And fish it hard.
I'm going to say, if I was going to go today, that lower part of the Myakka, just up from Elgebine, there's those big sandbars, or a couple little islands there. It's not far up, but what, about a half mile up there, three-quarters of a mile? Right where the canals start on the right side.
Yep.
There is some sandbars. There's some deep water, shallow water. It's got kind of all of the aspects of fishing right there. I'm going to pull that as my number one if I was going to go try and pull a keeper redfish.
That would be a good place to start.
And nobody goes there.
Right.
I mean, nobody heads up the Myakka River anymore. So the fish are not getting pressured as much. You've got just the locals that live there fishing.
Right.
And with the weather, there's not been many of those. So, so for some unpressured, good redfish, I'm going to call that, go just past Elgebine. If you're coming from the harbor, run up the Myakka River, go past Elgebine. And it's about a half a mile up. You'll see the canals on the right-hand side starting, and just in front of those and start working up. But that area, about, I would say, an eighth of a mile north or south of those canals.
Yeah. That would be a good place. No one goes up there really anymore. I couldn't tell you when the last time I went under Elgebine was.
Yeah, I know. It's like the forbidden zone. Did you get your visa? Stop, we must stamp passport. You know? But, yeah, no, I was just thinking about it. In the back of my head, I was just like...
And there still might be water up there today, because there's not going to be a lot of water this morning.
Well, the nice part about it is you've got the main channel on the river to work with, and it goes right up in those shallow bars. I was trying to think of where you could do that. You could get kind of the same thing at the mouth of Turtle Bay, where the entrance comes together, and you've got the sandbar coming in from the west, the big sandbar coming off Cape Hayes, and they kind of split right there to let the water in and out of Turtle Bay.
Yep.
You've got that deep trough. You've got the shallows there. They got sunning places, deep places.
Yep.
And that would work, but there's a lot of boats there, a lot of traffic out there.
A lot of traffic.
So
another place is up on the Peace River there, across from our house there at Harbor Heights. A lot of those islands and little cuts and channels.
Yeah, Josh is my neighbor. We live in the Heights. And I got to tell you, best place, I got to say, I cannot think of a better place down here to live than Harbor Heights. We got people with their houses all decorated up. We can ride our golf carts around and look at Christmas lights.
We can go fishing. Yeah. We can go duck hunting. We can go...
It's all there. I got to say, I don't know of a better place than Harbor Heights. I just love that area. I really do.
Absolutely.
Me, Josh, Greg... We're all harbor hiders. Harbor hiders. Yes. Boy, that was good to say this morning. I'm going to go over and get another cup of coffee before I do an interview. But anyway, Josh, so you kind of done your best bet. What do you think about the mouth of Turtle Bay? Some shrimp and some cut.
Yeah, you're going to catch
shrimp pinfish.
Shrimp, cut pinfish maybe. Cut ladyfish, fresh mullet if you can get them some. And just sit and wait. You're going to spend a lot of time waiting today.
That's what I've been trying to tell people. Instead of putting the trawler motor on slow and just casting as you go along, if you've got one of these stick-it pins or the whatever else the other one, the power pole thing, you're going to go over there, you're going to stop, you're going to throw your baits up against the shore, and you're going to wait 5 minutes.
Right.
5 to 10 minutes in that spot.
Yep.
And then you're going to pull your stick-it, you're going to go, a cast farther and throw your baits in, and you're going to wait 5 or 10 minutes. Yep. You're literally going to work down that shoreline 5, 10 minutes at a time. You're not going to be casting, retrieving.
Yeah, because they're...
Cast and soak.
Yep. There's fish out there. You just got to wait on them.
Yeah, because they will come. They will hit.
Right.
But most of us, including me and probably especially me, don't have the patience for that.
Neither do I. I have this thing called ADD that kicks in and I get nuts.
Yes. All damn done. I don't know what day it is, but I'm like, I ain't going to deal with this. I want the fish to bite. I want to cast. Give me a fish.
Yeah, exactly.
So... Anyway, I guess we're going to get going. Would you like to say Happy New Year? You have family over in Homestead? You got family?
I got family in Homestead. I got family up north of Arcadia.
Well, how about wishing somebody Happy New Year?
I will wish all my family Happy New Year and my girlfriend, Melissa, Happy New Year.
She is a very nice girl, too.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing with me, but...
Oh, I don't know, Josh. I got to say, big as you are, you're about one of the nicer ones I've run into. But we're going to say Happy New Year to Melissa and the rest of Josh's family. And this is Fish and Frank and another kind of disconcerting episode of Radio Fishing. Yes, indeed. I don't know how we got here, but we are here. And look out, because I believe we're going to stay. This is Fish and Frank, and Happy New Year, everybody. Just tease my mind.